systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, August 20th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for joining us. Episode 390, the year...
390!
In the year of our Lord.
Oh my fucking God, in the year of my ass. Okay, not our Lord and Savior.
August 20th, 2010, your Lord and Savior. The year of my ass. Thank you.
Year of my ass.
Well, this is the Friday show.
390.
Thank you.
390.
406 204 4687. If you want to give us a call, will you shut the fuck up?
406 204 4687. And? That's the number to call if you want to call in and fucking talk to us.
And if they want to watch the show live,
you go to thejamhole.com/live.
All right.
You could log into the chat there and talk some shit to us that way.
With a free Ustream account.
Fucking A.
Of course.
Of course.
So how are you?
I'm good.
How's work going?
It's great.
Haven't got fired yet?
No.
We're making bets. We have a pool for Danny's job. How long can she keep this one?
You know what the funny thing is I know all you guys, it seems like I'm a fucking schmuck that can't hold a job, but the funny thing is
why
like right before all this, dude, I was at Famous Dave's for like 3 years.
And no, I know.
That, you know.
But you have to, from their
I've had a hard time of shit after that. Okay?
From their perspective, though, since you've been on this show, you have been kind of a schmuck that can't hold a job.
Well, whether look at the jobs that I've had.
Well,
you work those jobs and tell me how long you last.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
so
I'm better than that. God damn it!
I've put up with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and I finally found one I like, so I'm staying with this one for a while.
That's good.
I will be staying.
And
with
hey,
this one.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
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 You almost didn't even want to do that. I was like, dude. It's my friend Matt, the first kid I met when I moved up here. He's running that place. Like, I think you would like it. I'm not, I don't really want a job right now.
You didn't, dude. I was trying to get out of the kitchen business. I was like, fuck, I'm so tired of cooking. Fuck
so
it.
So what happened?
I really like cooking.
Wait, really, cocaine?
Yes.
Or cooking?
Both.
Right.
At the same time.
Nice.
Cooking with cocaine.
Cooking on coke. With your
coke.
Host, Danny the Crackhead.
Woo! Nah, this kitchen's great. It's easy, laid back as fuck.
It's a fucking bar. Like,
fuck yeah.
What's on the menu? Let's see. Chicken fingers, french
fries.
No,
there's some actual stuff on there.
And everything that can be fried is in it to win it.
We have chicken gizzards. Fried
That's
chicken gizzards.
Fucking disgusting.
Yo. It's pretty cool.
By the way. What's
cool.
A gizzard? What part of the chicken is
that? You know, guts.
Really?
Pretty much.
Ugh. Why? And people eat that shit?
Yep.
People eat... Y'all put some nasty shit in your mouths. Nasty shit.
I don't know. I like it. It's badass, dude. I go back there and just do what the
Burger,
fuck I want.
Burger says the gizzard is the neck. Oh, the part... The gizzard is the part of the chicken you would choke.
Right? Okay. It's the part that I don't eat. How's that?
So, there was... Oh, man. I wasn't even going to mention this, but I forgot. You know, the last few episodes, we've been talking about Highway Zamboni.
Well, hey.
And what?
Before we do that, talking about my work and stuff.
Oh, please.
You want to talk about your friend?
What about my friend?
That's so great.
No, I kind of want to save that.
I want to call him.
I want him to be here when we talk about that.
I
want to
call him and be like, hey, what's up, oddball?
Wow.
And just, you know, let him explain it from
my
there.
My phone's in there. Nah, he needs to be on the show or on the phone or preferably in the audience at the Jam Hole 404, not found in the 406, our second annual live audience show party fucking party week.
Well, who do you think is going to be working while I'm doing the show?
Well, then we'll call him. From the restaurant, from one restaurant to,
the other,
and back again. Oh yeah,
just drive over there and pick them up. Hey, we need you for five.
But yeah, so check this out: thejamhole.com/404. That is our second annual live audience show, September 25th. It's coming up. Get your fucking plane tickets and get your asses here, because it's going to be a blast. Thursday and Friday, September 23rd and September 24th. We will be having a camping trip that Sean is planning. He made a Facebook event for it. So make sure you RSVP there. We need about, we need a head count of how many people are going camping so we know where to go. Because there's a few different places we're thinking about going, but it depends how many people are coming. So if you're coming camping with us, RSVP on that shit. It is going, oh my God. If we go to the one place I'm thinking we might go...
I don't want to go that far.
You are it would be so worth it, though, when we get there, dude. Boats, jet skis. Oh, dude. Yes. I will fucking drive us there. That's fine. No
problem. Isn't it
going to
be cold? It's going to be September, dude.
No, it'll be fine. How was it last September for camping? It was all right.
I didn't go camping.
Well, we went out, though, to the fucking woods. It was fine.
And I was wearing a hoodie.
Well... Bring
your
fucking
penis
hoodie.
Exploded.
It is Montana. It'll be a good time. So.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm excited to
yeah,
do the show again.
Thejamhole.com/Facebook. That's the Facebook group. Those are our new message board forums since the Ning forums at 26 made us are wanting us to pay them fucking money for that bullshit. Fuck that noise.
Yeah, nah.
So we're just going to stick with the website, thejamhole.com. You can leave comments. You can interact all over that fucking bitch. And then anything else, just use the fucking Facebook group. That's all we need. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
I guess.
Yeah, you fucking better guess. You better make an educated fucking guess.
A hypothesis?
That's right.
All
right. You fucking better. So, it's going to be a great time, though. So, it's a free show. This podcast is free. I fucking support this shit out of my own fucking pocket, which I don't even know why. But it has to happen, and all the listener donations, we greatly appreciate it. If you like the show, thejamhole.com/donate. Kick us a few bucks. Every little bit helps. For real. Server's expensive. When you got your own dedicated server and download speeds as fast as we're rocking that shit, it's expensive. So.
Yes, yes.
I appreciate any help that you guys can give us. But, yeah, so the other day we were talking about, oh, and going back to that, September 18th, if you guys get up here for that, is the Hotbox Roach Market. I noticed a couple people were going to fly in early and catch both shows. So we're doing
that's
a live
super cool
a live weed hotbox podcast on the 18th, and then I have to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to do a podcast Monday and Wednesday. If you guys are in town, you're more than welcome to come sit in on the show, be part of the show at our place here. That'll be fun. And then I have Thursday, Friday off, which will be the camping trip, and then Saturday is the fucking party, the live audience show at Anna's Italian Grill, just like it was last year. And then y'all go the fuck home.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, but
and we
go
just
the fuck
live
home.
Life.
And we are a medical marijuana state. And if you have a medical marijuana card from your state, they are honored here. So you can fucking blaze one for the whole Jam Hole Nation if you bring your card. So just keep that in mind. It's not necessary. We'll be smoking regardless. But if you want to be a legal beagle, you know, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something.
When are you getting your card? You should have yours
should
soon,
should be
huh?
here in 5 more weeks. You
really?
Lazy fuckers. Yeah.
Why does it take so
allow
long?
Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery.
That's ridiculous,
cool, guys.
Dude.
Who's the fucking stoner here? I could get that shit. It's cool. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to just send it back and be like, it's cool. I made my own. It looks exactly like the one you sent me. And you know how long it took me? Not fucking 6 to 8 weeks. Granted, I'm not, you know, having to make a bunch of them, but for real, come on. But yeah, so, bring your cards if you want to do that, And yeah, we'll see you up here. It's going to be a blast.
Fucking A.
I'm so excited.
A blasty blast.
Yeah, all the info is, like I said, thejamhole.com/404. If you want to see our first live audience show, thejamhole.com/250250. You can watch the trailer there. You can buy the full copy, high quality video, or just audio for $5. So check that shit out. You can see where we're going to be doing it at, what you can expect, basically. It's more of an interactive show. We play with the audience. We have a few special things planned. It's going to be a fucking blast, so make sure you're there. And if you have any questions or whatever, just text me, 406-848-1739. That goes to my personal phone. Text me, and I will help you out as best I can. Don't call me, though, because I'm not going to answer it. But I will text you. Yeah. So.
If you call me, you better be dying.
Yeah, right. I know.
I hate
and
that.
You know if you what? Can't if you're dying, just text me. Save your dying breath for someone that wants to hear what the fuck you have to say.
If you
just
can't tell me what you need to tell me in under
140 characters.
Yeah, 140
Twitter that shit.
Characters,
tweet me.
Then I just don't want to know.
Tweet me, sweetie. It's fine.
Tweet me. Wow. Direct message me.
That's
on
right.
Twitter.
DM me. DM me on the DL.
Oh, God.
And we'll do a little DP.
Ooh.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, hey.
Holla.
God.
So, yeah, Highway Zamboni. Another car crash on the same fucking highway.
On the same spot?
No, this is further up, more towards the airport. But check this out. This is kind of crazy how it happened. One man was killed and another is in critical condition following a violent crash Thursday involving 5 vehicles on
Holy
Highway
shit.
2 near Kalispell.
Wow.
The crash occurred near mile marker 101 about 5:40 p.m., so that's our rush hour, I guess.
Right, right.
On Thursday, when an eastbound vehicle slowed down to turn left, a pickup truck, 2 cars behind the slowing vehicle, lost control. I was in control. Oh, I just lost control.
Done.
Spun, hit the back of the car in front of it with its passenger side. The truck then spun into the oncoming lane, hitting a westbound vehicle, which then forced the truck back into the eastbound lane, where it was hit by another vehicle.
Nah.
2 adult males, both between 20 and 30 years old, and an 8-year-old boy were on the truck. The 2 adults were not wearing seatbelts and were ejected. You're out of here! All over the fucking pavement. The driver was killed instantly, and the passenger is in critical condition at the KRMC, Kalispell Hospital here. The boy and the driver of another vehicle were being treated for minor injuries. The cop said speed appeared to be a factor in the crash, and it is unknown whether alcohol was involved. It's a fucking straight highway. It doesn't, you should be able to go as fast as you can, as fast as your car will go, and not get in a wreck.
Yeah.
We're not navigating a fucking mountain pass here. You people, how about, let's be honest in the fucking news article and say ignorant fucking retard driving appeared to be a factor in the crash.
Probably.
You fucking, oh man. And this goes back to what we were saying on a Wednesday show about how they lowered the speed limit on that fucking highway. And that pisses me off
dude.
So bad. A few people ruin it for fucking everybody.
There really is no twists or turns.
It's straight from one end of the fucking valley to the other. If you get in a wreck on that road, you're an idiot. And I hope you die. You have no business driving if you can't. This is the most basic, simple. This is fucking Need for Speed Underground on super faggot retard easy setting. And you still can't fucking make it without hitting something. You are blowing my mind. And now, because you retards can't fucking drive, the rest of us retards have to drive way even slower. What are you going to do when another wreck happens? We're going to drop it down to fucking 10 miles an hour like I said in the last episode.
Why not?
Why don't we just walk? Can we walk without bumping into each other? As long as you're not chewing gum at the same time. Oh yeah, I think we can do that. These people, unfucking believable.
I'm sorry.
That pisses me off to no end.
Maybe alcohol is involved to the point that they have fetal alcohol syndrome.
Well, check this out. The Highway Patrol reported that the passenger compartment of the victim's pickup was well intact, The crash may have been survivable had the victim not been ejected. The Highway Patrol also is investigating whether drugs were involved after finding drug paraphernalia at the scene.
I was high. Sorry.
I'm going to stick with my first thought and say that you just suck at fucking driving. And I'm amazed that half of you even have a fucking driver's license. Honestly, half of you probably don't.
Probably.
I know you're not insured. I know that for a fucking fact. So why even have a license? Oh, yeah. I got my license taken away 10 years ago because I'm a fucking drunk driver. But, you know, I still drive. It's cool.
Yeah, dude. Quite a few people do that.
Unbelievable. That blows my mind. I'm so pissed about that. Because every time some retarded fucking shit happens like that, we all have to suffer. So, speaking about driving, I hate this also. You know how I'm always talking about how I see people driving in their cars and they have their dogs on their fucking lap?
Yeah, I saw one on the way here.
That's the most infuriating thing that I can see. That I get so mad when I see that, and it's stupid.
Well, I was looking that way because I was turning the corner, and there was these two chicks in the oncoming lane or whatever, like, facing me. They had, like, that stupid, big, poofy hair, and they were listening to, like, some fucking hip-hop crap. It was, like, blaring. So I turned my Manson up as loud as I could get it.
And gave him the
finger.
And
just start, like, fucking doing this, like, headbanging as I'm turning. And then, like, right behind them, there's, like, some dude and his dog with the dog in the lap and out the window in the driver's seat. I was like, are you serious?
Going back to the first driving story, Nollies Undead says, Frogger jump out, and he was trying not to hit him. I used to love Frogger.
Yeah.
And then Nolly says, were they on speed? Probably. That's awesome. Thank you. And Burger said, weed. No, too many people text and walk, then run into cars, weed. Because meth heads know how to throw out their foil out the window. That's right. You wouldn't have even seen the paraphernalia if that would have been the case.
Right.
But anyway, so it's very annoying when you see, like, this little fucking car with this fucking lady in it with, like, three dogs on her lap.
No, I had, like, a skinny old man with, like, a little tiny dog in his lap out the window.
Okay, well, check this out. A study has come out. First, it was talking on the phone while driving.
Okay.
Then it was texting while driving.
Okay.
Now it seems you can't even drive safely when your dog is bouncing along in the back seat.
What?
Finally, I've been saying this for years. Not only just out of my own personal frustration, but because how can you react when your dog's crawling all over your fucking face? When your dog... And, okay, have the dog in the back. That's cool. These people have their dogs on their laps.
While they're
multiple
driving.
Multiple dogs.
Yeah. That's bad.
So annoying. According to a AAA study, if your pet is riding in the car while you're behind the wheel, chances are you are just as distracted as you would be if you were texting. Interesting. Can we outlaw having your faggot little dog sitting on your fucking lap?
Well, I can text without looking at my phone, so I'm awesome.
That is true.
I can multitask because I am awesome.
I. Fine. Fucking 12-ounce mouse. Love it. I texting while driving. you're just as distracted. Looking away from the road for only 2 seconds doubles your risk of being in a crash. And driving with a pet in the car is the third worst driving distraction behind talking and texting. Good. Fucking ban it.
Well, see, like, when I was...
Leave your dog at home. Why are you even bringing... I see people all day that just... They go to work or whatever, and they leave their dogs in their cars all fucking day.
Yeah, that's
That is so not nice.
See, like, if I brought my dog to town, it was because I was bringing my dog to town to take it to a park or something, you know, to hang out with my dog and take my dog out. Not because, oh, I'm going to go to town, I'm going to go to the store, but I'm going to bring my dog with me. You know, it's never like that, you know. Like, if I have my dog with me, it's because I'm taking it somewhere. And when I do have my dog with me, she sits in the passenger seat and just chills. Like, totally cool. Just chilling. She knows not to
but
get
what I don't understand is what is the purpose of that?
But
why?
Then again, I don't think I could have my dog in my lap while driving.
If you have a dog, it should stay at home unless you're going to the park or something. Like, what is the purpose? What are you accomplishing by making your dog sit on your little dick fucking lap all day while you're driving? Like, I don't get
well,
that.
Well, when I did tow
it's
truck,
it's like they're
I
showing them off almost.
When I did tow truck, I took my dog with me everywhere because I was never at home and shit, and I didn't want the dog just to sit there by itself.
Aww.
So I took the dog with me because I would, you know, go from Tampa to Miami all the time and ride the Florida Turnpike and
shit.
I
don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool because, like, you know, when I go in for, like, personal property impounds and shit, and, like, I go out and I'm fucking hooking up somebody's car to my rig, and they come out, you know, start yelling at me and shit, I've got my big-ass mean pit sitting in my car.
Well, okay, in my truck. Junkyard dogs and tow a dog. Yeah. Okay, that's
and
fine.
She was a
whatever.
Mean bitch, too, so.
But, like, I've said this before. I think it'll be just super fantastic the first time, let's say, big fat lady with three little chihuahuas in her lap. What happens when she hits something and that airbag blows? Now you have three chihuahuas in that big fat lady. Like,
pretty much.
You will merge and become one with your dogs.
I never saw the point in a small dog anyway. So well, yeah. If you're going to have a small dog, just get a cat. Done and done.
Minty Accidenti says, Matt, you think there should be laws on what you can do while you drive? I think there should be laws. No, I think it should be user discretion, and I understand that some people lack the judgment to be able to make those kinds of calls, but I don't think the rest of us should have to fucking suffer because a few people can't get their fucking shit together, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying necessarily make a fucking law. I'm sure that's the last thing we need are more stupid fucking laws, but you should... I don't know. You should know enough, like, not to do that in the first place. Like, what? I don't get why you're doing that in the first place. Like I said, you're showing off, or you're just that crazy and lonely. And generally, the kinds of people that do that are like these weird fucking hoarders. Look like they live in their fucking car, and just I don't know, disgusting. You know, keep on doing it. Hurry up and kill each other, and then I'll you know move on with my life. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens. The study found that 80% of drivers admit to bringing their pets along for car rides because their lives are completely sad and worthless, but less than a quarter keep them restrained. And two-thirds of the dog owners who were surveyed routinely drive while petting or playing with their pooches.
Now, see, my dog's too big to have in my lap while I drive.
Sometimes
so cool.
Even giving them food or water or playing Red Rocket with them.
Whoa.
Sometimes
whoa.
Even fucking their dogs up the ass while driving.
Whoa.
I know, right? What kind of study is this? A study also found that more than half of owners pet their dogs while driving, and 1 in 5 allowed their dogs to sit in their lap. You fucking pieces of faggot shit. And while that may be a prescription for a car crash, there are very few states that have any laws to regulate driving with a pet in the car. And most of those that do deal only with dogs and carry such lightweight fines that they're hardly a deterrent. The AAA study found that if a 10-pound dog is loose in a car and it crashes at 50 miles per hour, the pet could exert 500 pounds of pressure, endangering both the pet and anyone in its path. Fucking awesome. Dog through the window of another car and just like full on concussion just to the back of the dome. At least 8 states, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Oregon, Rhode Island, California, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Washington require drivers to secure their animals when they're in open area of a vehicle, such as the back of a pickup truck, but none of them require restraining or securing the animals when they're in a closed part, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, this just kind of goes on. I just thought that was awesome because we've always talked about that, you know, in the show in past episodes, how because I see that so much.
People
love that. Like, oh, look at my dog. Like, oh, I can't tell what's the dog and what's your wife. Oh, come on, yeah. But I'm glad that, you know, there's a study. But, yeah, like Minty Accidenti said, I don't think there should be laws per se. I just think people should pull their heads out of their asses and recognize the limits to your skills.
Nolly's Undead said, what's the roadhead crash rate?
I don't know, but I'm down to study that, if you know what I mean. If you blow what I mean. If you okay.
Shut up.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's so stupid. I hate it. Here's the DMV is always helpful when you're waiting in line. I hate that.
What?
I hate the DMV.
Yeah.
Just like that whole system just fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm dreading when my license expires because I think it expires like next year.
Mine did, and I'm glad I got that shit over and done with. But holy Christ, dude.
Yeah, dude, the picture on my license is when I was 17. And yeah, it still says under 21 until 07.
My last one was like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, like, I really don't want to go in and do that next year.
So DMVAnswers.com came up with some precautions when DWA, that's driving with animals, for those of you in the know. Never allow your cat to roam freely. They like to sit on your lap or repose on the dashboard, making them as distracting as cell phones, especially when they ring. Am I right or am I right? I mean,
I've seen a tow truck driver with his cat in the window.
Oh, that's pretty
in
awesome.
On the dash. Just
I just like to like staple gun some suction cups to my cat's paws, and then I lick them, and then I just stick that fucker to the windshield like Garfield. Arr.
Oh God!
Always transport felines. Always transport your pussy in a travel crate designed specifically for pussy. Use a pet design harness or seatbelt to tether your dog. If your cell phone carrier doesn't allow dog tethering, maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
Thank you. If not, so that's all I can think of when I hear the word tether now. Not tetherball, not anything. Like, tethering is the droid with fucking PDA net hooked up.
Okay.
Is that weird?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of when you hear the word tether? Tetherball?
Tying something together.
Oh, okay. I tether my shoes.
Sure.
Tenali Zendead says, put your dog in the seatbelt. Duh. I know, right? Duh.
Yeah, because it's going to stay there.
Yeah, right? I'm sure. I just tie that shit up. If not, if you don't tether your dog, a sudden stop could send it hurtling forward, placing itself and other passengers in danger. Plus, a harness will prevent your dog from distracting driving attention with licks to the ear. Or, depending on the size, curling around your feet near the brake and gas pedal. Or, licking your nuts and or caucus area.
Because that's roadhead.
Perhaps you put... Oh, is that the road? Oh, I get it now. And or, comma, red rocket, period. Awesome. Never leave your pet in a parked car during the summer. Thanks, DMVAnswers.com. What about my kids? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, God. I'm such a sweaty mess. Better roll up the windows. I can't believe... Okay, I can. I can completely believe that. But I can't believe that people have to be told that. You people, you blow my fucking mind, and not in a good way. Don't let your dog hang its head out a side window. Although amusing, it becomes a driver distraction, and it makes me want to throw a big gulp right through its fucking face. Depending on which window, a hindrance to seeing the traffic around you, plus it's not safe for the dog. And the last one, never attach a restraining device to your pet's collar while inside a vehicle. Like, you see a lot of...
But they're saying to tether it to a seatbelt.
Right, not like around, not to the collar though. Like, strap the fucker in, don't like just hook it to the collar. Cause,
yeah.
I see that a lot too. Like, pickup trucks, they'll have their animals in the back. And a lot of times the dogs are leashed in there, and it looks like the dog wants to just jump out and that's it.
I've seen someone do that.
And drag... I think you told that story before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking brutal. Yeah.
He had brutal. Just bought the dog, too.
Yeah.
For, like, a lot of money. It was a purebred fucking blue-nosed pit. And, yeah, he fucking bought it. It was a small puppy. You know, like, fucking under, like, 3 months old or some shit. And he had it in the back of his truck, and he's all, like, proud and shit and whatever, and like gets to the house and the dog's just dead because he fucking
that's awesome
drug it like five blocks or whatever.
Nolly's Undead says people are dumb. How do you think we got 8 years of Bush? And of course I'm talking about pubic hair. Animality. Come on. Oh, yeah, I saw a Mercedes. I think I mentioned this on the show a while ago, but it had the sunroof open, and the dog was, like, totally just chilling on the sunroof.
Really?
Dick, like, right by the owner's face, just like...
Are you serious? That's awesome. Oh, I punched the dog,
fucking
dude.
A.
I'd be like, yeah, you have to get down now.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Fuck yes. All right. I'm sorry to ramble about that for so long. It's something very near and dear to my heart. I see it every day, and it's so annoying to me. I just feel it like bubbling inside of me. Like,
I don't mind if the dog is
angry.
Like, I don't mind if the dog is in the passenger seat chilling with its head out the window. That's not a big deal to me. But like in their lap.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
So annoying.
That's stupid.
So annoying.
Okay, dude. I don't know. It's people with those little fucking tiny dogs that have no...
Just leave your fucking dog at home. You bought a dog to watch your shit. Let it watch your shit. That's all.
A small dog is useless.
And quit bringing your fucking dogs into places of businesses that I go to. That is so unnecessary. And because...
How can you say anything? There's dogs where you work.
No, yeah, not anymore, though. We took care of that. But the Verizon store... If I get barked at by your little yappy fucking dog in a business, I will kick it in the face. You. Because it's not the dog's fault. You're an idiot. Just, that's so unnecessary, though, right? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't have yappy dogs. Though.
Yeah, just in general.
I just have a big dumb dog.
Big dumb dog.
It's like, pet me, yay.
So Burger sent this story into us from Mobile, Alabama.
Hitta.
Thank you. After hearing a knock. Excuse my face.
That wasn't a knock.
That was a burp. After hearing a burp and then hearing a knock, Christopher Keeser Murray opened the front door of his Midtown mobile home. Is that appropriate that you live in Mobile, Alabama, and in a mobile home? Isn't Mobile, Alabama just one big trailer park?
I have no idea, dude.
Isn't Alabama the nation's trailer park? Pretty sure.
No.
No? Where would you say would be the nation's trailer park, then? If anything, I would have to say either Arkansas or Alabama.
What about Louisiana?
Louisiana is more of the nation's, septic tank, I would say.
Have you been through Louisiana?
Yeah. It's a dump.
No, it's not a dump. It's like...
It's swampy, yeah. Nasty, and after the hurricane? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, mobile home, Mobile, Alabama. He opens the door. Four men barged inside and demanded money. Three of those four men later told police that Murray slipped and fell onto the floor, and he was, quote, crying and stating that he didn't have anything. Murray was, quote, on his back, with his hands up in a defensive position. Don't hit me.
Don't hit me.
I live in a trailer. My life sucks as is.
Don't hit me.
Don't
take my drugs.
That's right. I don't even have any drugs because someone else took them.
Right.
He was begging them for his life. Michael Jerome Lee, who's 19, shot Murray in the head.
Huh.
Begged for his life.
And then shot him in the head.
Shot him in the head.
Done and done.
That account of what happened at 4 Macy Place the night of April 16th was recited during a preliminary hearing at the capital murder cases against Lee and three other young men. 18-year-old Bo Ellis Taylor, 20-year-old Jamal Breon Lang, and 19-year-old Ernest Terrell Wiggins. What color do you think these fine, upstanding gentlemen are?
Well, Ernest?
If you had to say.
Wiggins?
Jamal?
Well, yeah, that one's not so white.
Okay. Each of them has pleaded not guilty to capital murder. During the hearing, court police increased security, moving the proceedings to a separate courtroom and using metal detectors as people entered the room. Excuse me. At one point, Lee was escorted out of the courtroom, apparently for talking during the detective's testimony, and he punched a wall on the way out. He was not brought back in. Very mature.
Very mature.
You know anything about punching walls on the way out?
Yep, I do.
Yeah?
I got some scars.
Yeah? So does that wall out there.
Yeah, fuck that wall.
We'll have to show everyone that comes up for the live show. We'll have to... We should, like, put a little makeshift frame around it with, like, a little fucking banner that's like, here's Danny's dead fucking hand skin cells.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, too, is I didn't hit it hard enough to break the wood, but just hard enough to break my hand.
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
you,
leave
dude,
the skin and blood on the wall.
When you did that, I heard it in here. It shook part of the fucking house.
I was pissed.
I was like, wow, very mature, and now I'm glad that she left because of how mature that was. I hate that so bad. When people do that, when people get mad and they punch inanimate objects, like, cool, now you're mad and your hand hurts. Good on you, you fucking idiot. I never understood that.
I could tell.
I don't get it. I'm gonna hurt myself because I'm mad. Okay. I mean, I guess if you're cutting yourself, that's a little different, but...
Oh, yeah, because that's totally different.
Yeah, because you're not doing it in uncontrollable rage because you have no self-fucking-discipline. You rack a discipline, okay? You rack a discipline.
I have a lot of discipline because I didn't punch you in the head.
Well, you feeling froggy, you go ahead and jump.
You felt the way that you felt the way that felt when I hit the wall? That could have been your face.
Yeah? It could have been your twat.
Yeah?
And my foot. Up in it and out.
I have
in
discipline.
And out. In it and out.
I have enough discipline to hit the wall and not you, so.
You mean enough smarts? Because that would have been a game over.
Well, I hit you later, so.
Oh, you slap me because you're jealous. High five. Just not on my face. Come on. Yeah, I went there. And I'm sorry.
Should be.
That's how you had to react. Because you rack a discipline! So, Miri's a 23-year-old Vanderbilt University grad and a Birmingham native. He had heard of. He worked as an engineer at the Chevron Corps refinery in Pascagoula. The night of the shooting, a friend of Wright's went to a bank, an ATM, before driving to the Macy Place house to pick up Wright and head downtown. They were all driving around looking for people to rob, as younger black gentlemen tend to do. They followed the friend from the ATM to the house. While the foursome parked nearby, Wright and his friend left, leaving Miri home alone. Four men walked over to the house, knocked on the door. Meanwhile, Miri's girlfriend noticed that Miri stopped responding to phone calls and text messages about 11 p.m. She called Wright, who is her brother, and they drove over to the house. Quote, when we got there and entered the residence, they discovered the victim shot on the floor, laying in a puddle of blood. During the investigation, a mobile woman told police that she knew the four men, and while they were at her house, she heard them making up a story that the shooting was an accident. Ooh, whoops.
No good.
No good. Just in case, of course, the cops questioned them. Lee told her that he struck Mira with the gun and it fired accidentally. You dumb N-word. Now, these are N-words, right? These are full-on N-words. Not respectable
totally.
Black gentlemen. These are niggers, right?
Correct.
Is that safe to say?
I think okay. So.
You shot a kid in the fucking head after he was clearly crying and like, that's fucked up. That's heartless, for real.
Yeah.
That's a nigger move.
Yeah.
That's a nigger moment. If you watch the Boondocks,
sure.
That is a nigga moment, for real. Lee's girlfriend also told investigators that Lee confessed to the shooting and claimed it was an accident. Forensic scientists has ruled, based on the evidence, that the shot had to have been fired a minimum of 1 foot away, making the accident story, impossible. Liars. After the hearing, Lee's attorney said he wasn't sure why his client was taken out of a hearing in a case in which he faces the death penalty. Let's see. Why? Maybe because he was talking out of turn, and in a courtroom you don't do that? And then, perhaps because he punched the wall on the way out. Death penalty or not? Act like a fucking adult, you know? You shot a kid in the head.
Yep.
Because... Yeah, I don't know. That's fucked up, though.
Yes,
and they should definitely just be put out of our misery. Absolutely. They are facing the death penalty or life without parole if convicted. I say death penalty. Kill him. Done.
Yeah. Done and done.
All right. Martinsville, West Virginia, an Ohio Valley man whose spray-painted mugshot was circulated worldwide has been arrested again on accusations of... huffing.
Huffing.
Yes. That's God. Why his mugshot has him covered in gold spray paint. Because
awesome.
They arrested Patrick Tribbett with gold spray paint all over his face. Police said they received a call about a man acting suspiciously at the Hydro Drive ball field in New Martinsville. Tribbett was arrested on one charge of inhaling a chemical and was taken to the jail. Officials said they don't know why Tribbett, who is from Wheeling, was in New Martinsville. Hey, he just gets around. They have the good paint. They got the bomb shit, that Krylon shit.
Hey, Molly's Undead says, was it posted on the Huffington Post? Ah! Thank you.
Yes, it was. Nollies has been killing it lately with the feedback, by the way. Wow. I gotta give credit where credit is due, and I gotta say, my man, you've been killing it lately.
Wow.
If you could go ahead and write me some jokes for September 25th, right? I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, just go ahead and write our entire show, please.
Awesome. So, yeah, that's another one bites the dust, I guess. Or huffs the dust, if you will.
You know what? Fuck it. Don't even arrest these kids. Just let them do it. They're going to kill themselves.
Are you hurting anybody besides your fucking self?
Right? Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Just let them fucking eat spray paint. I don't care. You already look like a fucking retard with gold spray paint all over your face. Come on.
I'm starting a new group. We're called the Gold Face Men Group.
Right.
It's actually just me. It's not much
right.
of a group.
Yeah, it's just
But
me.
Our Facebook group is just me.
That's, yeah.
It's not much of a group either, but... All right. Marietta, Georgia here. A lot of good stuff happening in the Bible Belt, which is
oh,
odd.
Yeah?
You'd think God would take extra care to bless his belt, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, no.
Children living in filth and squalor, of course, love
of course.
These stories. They're so disgusting.
What
and it
state
just,
is this in?
Georgia. Hit ahead.
Which city?
Marietta.
Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
A Cobb County couple was arrested after police said they found that the couple's two children were living in filth and were suffering from medical issues, including rotting teeth, obesity, and bug bites.
Okay.
Don't let the bet. Hey, Ohio, I found the source of your bed bugs. It's Marietta, Georgia.
Right.
Officials arrested and charged James Cardona and Anna Cardona after officials said they found their home infested with roaches, fleas, cobwebs, and, quote, gigantic spiders.
Woot.
Yuck. According to the warrant, officials said they found the couple's five-year-old daughter, who weighed... Whoa. Is that for real?
Five-year-old daughter weighs...
158 pounds. For a five-year-old? Like
that's more than me.
That's fucked up. That's like 20 less than me. And I'm like 30 almost. You're five? And you weigh a buck 50?
Dude.
That's not right.
I don't even weigh a buck 50 right now.
That's for real obesity.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am, you know.
What are you eating? The fucking cockroaches? Like, I don't get how, if you're living in such shit, how can you be obese? You know, like, what are you, did you eat your brother and sister?
Yes. And all the
That's
bed bugs.
That's awful. She couldn't walk more than 10 feet without wheezing. I know there's a joke about the band Weezer and a sweater in there. You just go ahead and put that together, Nollies. Let
Did
me know when it's done.
You want to destroy my
life. Whoa. Police said the girl cannot stand up or sit down without assistance. That just burned the whole house down, her in it, done. Amesby says a five-year-old should be more like 40 to 50 pounds, not 140 to 150 pounds.
Right.
Right. That's fucked up.
How could
dude.
They afford to make her that obese?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're living in these conditions, I don't understand how that works.
You're raising your own pigs and shit and slaughtering them, just giving them to her? Here.
Yeah, Amham says, that's my ideal weight, and I am 8 times 50. Yeah, I know, right? That's fucked up. He says, Amham says, if she keeps gaining like that, she'll be 1,264 pounds at my age.
God damn.
That's so fucking nasty. Your life is A-okay.
Amesby says at least she could have her own TV show.
That's fucking A-right.
That is
she
right.
She probably already does.
Already in the works. Signed, booked, and contracted. Done.
Since her last name is Cobb, they could call it Corn on the Cob. Because when she shits, there's corn
right,
in there.
Right, got okay. it.
Cool. So, yeah, she can't move more than 10 feet without wheezing. Police said she couldn't get up or sit down without assistance. The officers also said her hair was matted with bugs, and police could see, quote, head lice large enough to see while standing above the child.
Ew.
That's fucking gross.
Ew.
You have to, like, get down up in that shit to see head lice.
Yeah.
Like, if you can, like, what the...
Whoa.
What is that? What the... It just winked at me. I'm leaving. I'm out. Fuck it.
Pop, that's disgusting.
Pop smoke. Pop green smoke. Fucking calling the angels. Coming in just... Poof, fire that shit. Burn it down. Whoa. Burn it to the ground!
Whoa.
Unnecessary. You know what? I bet these kinds of people drive around little dogs in their lap, too. You know it. If their little fucking fat fuck cow daughter didn't eat them all... I bet
Jesus
you did.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I know.
5 years old.
I know.
Her parents should be killed.
Yeah, if she didn't eat them, too. Police also said her teeth were rotting out of her head and her gums were swollen. So, cool. Again, how are you eating?
I don't understand.
I don't get it. The couple's other daughter, who is 4 years old, was found lying on a stained mattress wearing only a urine-soaked diaper.
Cool.
Police said the four-year-old weighed 89 pounds and still wore a diaper and was drinking from a bottle. The bottom of her feet were black from dirt. Police said both girls were covered in flea and spider bites. Flea! 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 Give it away! Give it away! Give it away now! Flea! Remember,
wow.
that guy was nuts.
Yeah, I do. Thank
that
you.
Was an ugly motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
Flea? Holy shit. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Flea.
Let's give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Flea. Neither child, here's a shocker, neither child was enrolled in school.
No! Well, they're only... 4 and 5.
Yeah, but she weighs, like, enough to be enrolled in school.
She weighs enough to have a job.
She weighs enough to be the school. Job.
Whoa.
Yeah. Marinate on that.
She weighs enough to work at the school.
That's right. Officials said the house stunk of urine and mold and was infested with bugs. The bathroom covered in black mold. Ooh.
Ew.
African-American mold. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's correct.
Yeah, not enrolled in school, of course. The Cardonas have each been charged with felony child cruelty and contributing to the delinquency of a fat fuck minor. Which, just a misdemeanor. Hey, little slap, little slappy slap slap. Don't do it again.
Just don't do that. That's
okay.
bad.
Okay. That's fucked. Those kids,
yeah,
I'm going to say past the point of no return, probably not fixable. What do you think?
If they take the kids away.
Is there coming back from that?
The kids can.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they just, like, block it out subconsciously or whatever?
Probably.
Hmm.
I don't remember much before I was 5. Come on.
Yeah, but I almost think that it would have to be something really traumatic for it. Like, I remember... that thing in second grade when I got stitches in my knee.
Well, yeah.
I don't remember fuck all else from that time except that one event because of how traumatic it was for me.
Well, yeah.
So I think if, I don't know, I don't see very bright things for these children's futures. Let's just put it that way.
I think they'd be all right if they were taken away from the family and fucking put on a diet and fix their teeth and yeah.
Yeah, right. Nolly Zendaya, or Amham says, she is so big she doesn't have head lice, she has head rats. Nice. And then Nolly says, hot, mostly mashed potatoes, they look like Sloth from 7, Sloth and Greed. Yeah, dude, just fucking kill him, I agree.
Yes.
Alright, moving on here, this is for you, baby, because I love you so much. A mesquite man. Sour cream and chives? Nah, this is mesquite barbecue.
All right.
Convicted this morning of beating a four-month-old daughter to death.
What?
Sentenced? Life in prison.
Oh.
The sentence for 24-year-old Francois Miller was automatic and include no possibility of parole. Dallas County jury found him guilty of capital murder. Yeah, you don't fuck around in Texas.
Oh, what you do?
When it comes to that kind of shit, because they will kill you. They
what
kill
the fucking
retards.
Girl do?
Well, let's see. The baby's mother, Alicia Dean, also faces trial in the death of her child. State district judge said, blah, 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 blah. Dean, the infant's mother, is charged with injury to a child by omission for failing to stop the abuse. She was not in the courtroom when the verdict was given. Quote, I think the evidence was overwhelming. When you think of the way this infant lived her life in the closet, afraid of him, her daddy. It was her daddy. Miller's defense attorney said prosecutors filed the wrong charge against his client. He said jurors acted emotionally because a baby was killed.
No shit, really?
Oh my God, stop being human, jurors. Lucky you weren't on... Really?
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, yeah, lucky I wasn't on jur... What?
Nothing.
Go ahead, give
Very
me...
Very unprofessional.
What? I was not doing that, okay?
Okay. Obviously, we're very disappointed. He may not have been a very good parent, but they didn't charge him with that. Is that a lot? Is that a, on the books? Two counts of not being a very good parent? Guilty, Your Honor. 6 months of parenting classes.
Woo-hoo.
So you can be a better parent. He killed her.
After
yeah.
your life sentence, right?
Right. So, in testifying against Miller, they no plea deal. Basically, they said that on the day Lee was rushed to the hospital, Miller had hit the baby as hard as he could across the face.
Huh.
The child then passed out. He said he told CPS that he just gave her a gentle slap. One of the prosecutors said in closing arguments that Miller shattered the baby's skull, making it look like a jigsaw puzzle.
Holy shit.
It was just a little tap. It was a love tap. Just a little tap, tap it, tap it.
I just don't know my strength sometimes.
Yeah, I'm Superman. I'm sorry.
My bad.
I apologize. I'm going to fly away now. Oh, I can't fly. Okay, who brought the kryptonite? Yeah. I can't fly away until you all just leave the room. Okay. So,
and that's when I shoot myself.
Yeah, Leah lay unconscious on the floor for 5 minutes to an hour, depending on which version of events is used, before anyone called 911. The doctors who treated the girl said she had old rib fractures, a broken arm, a skull fracture, bleeding in the back of her eyes, and brain injuries.
Holy shit.
Fucking crazy, dude. You guys, like, beat the fuck out of that baby. Just don't have the baby. Like, if you're gonna do that kind of shit, you would be better off and you would save yourself a lot of money. Just not having it in the first place, right? Like, why? I don't understand people sometimes. And
I don't
I'm kind of glad that I don't. Because if I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
I feel pity. No.
Dean, who said Miller abused her, testified that Miller beat Leah with a spatula and once broke it while hitting her. I got some utensils broken over my body here and there.
Yeah, I've had a few things.
Know. But I'm
broken.
Sure I deserved it every time, you know, and I didn't have fucking jigsaw fractures in my skull because of it, but
I've had a dislocated shoulder.
I guess I wasn't exactly a baby either when, you know, this was like last year, but
I don't know. When I was a kid, yeah, you get whipped with a fucking belt. You fucking
belt,
get the shit beat out of you.
Yep.
You know?
Extension cords, canes,
popped in the back of the head,
BB guns.
All the time. Yeah, BB guns. God, that hurt. Fucking
A. Tennis rackets.
My dad has dislocated my shoulder before.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never had anything that bad.
Well, it's because
I got whacked with the cane once and then hooked, like, I was kind of going away.
Uh-huh.
Fucking quick flip the cane over to the hook end and like just dropped me.
Awesome. No, yeah. Me and my brother were fighting or something and I grabbed him and he was little. I grabbed him and threw him against the door and his back hit the door handle. And so immediately he started crying like a bitch. And my dad just like grabbed me, flipped me around and pushed me against the wall and fucking hit me in the left shoulder. And it totally just went blink out of socket. Dude, I just stared at him like, are you serious?
Yeah, right. Like,
I couldn't
what else?
Cry. I couldn't do shit. Yeah. I just stared at him and I walked away.
What
I
else
walked
can you
away
do at that
and
point?
Sat in my room. I was like, ow, ow, yeah. Ow, ow.
Pretty much.
He came in later and was like, I'm sorry. How's your arm? And I'm like, I can't move it. it's fucked.
So, well,
yeah.
Another one bites the dust, I suppose. And yeah. Another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the fucking dust. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, alright, moving on. I got a couple more stories here I want to talk about before we call it a nizzite. A Renton man.
Renton?
Washington, I believe. Allegedly found near a busy street, butt naked, and surrounded by sex toys and women's clothes.
Nice.
He's been charged with felony indecent exposure. A woman walking with her daughter spotted what they believe to be a woman lying face down about 10 feet off the Sunset Boulevard there. The person, later identified as David Alonzo Brown...
This was a sick joke played on him by a bunch of friends.
Could be. Appeared to be holding a green 12-inch long sex toy in one hand. Why
totally.
Would you ever make a sex toy green? Like, that just... That's not
that's
appealing
fun.
To me. Green?
It'd be like some weird alien sex fantasy.
Ooh. Now that is appealing to me. Thank
done
you for that.
There
thank
you go.
You.
Now you like green.
Appreciate it.
I like
I'm
green.
In. All in. Let's do it. Right now. Yeah, he had that in one hand while his other was positioned under his body, huh? Mm-hmm. Up his butt is more like it.
I'm seeing this as a weird, sick, fucked up joke.
Yeah.
The guy was probably fucking wasted,
he,
passed
yeah.
out. Friends totally did this. This is
I don't
great.
Know. Hearing the subject making what they described as girl noises, the witnesses called the cops. Arriving at the scene, Renton officers found Brown downtown, naked except for a woman's halter top and bright blue eyeshadow. Brown tried to flee. He tried to flee, give it away, flee. He tried to flee, but was taken into custody nearby, carrying the sex toy and a pair of leopard print heels.
Nice.
Ow!
I want to see this
guy.
I'm
not a fish! I'm a man! No,
I'm a
okay,
homo
I'm a fish.
Erectus.
But I have a dildo. Sweet.
Yes.
Quote, on the ground near the subject was an open jar of what appeared to be. What do you need?
Lube.
Oh, yeah. Petroleum yes. Giselle. And there were many used tissues scattered on the ground. You know, if you're outside, you can just blow your load onto the street.
Yeah,
like, it's not like the carpet's gonna mold. Like, you're outside. That's funny. He, like, took... He had enough insight or foresight. What's the word? He looked enough farther in future than... Fuck.
Foresight.
There foreskin. He had enough foreskin to know that, hey, I better grab my lube and my paper towels. Because, you know... I don't want my DNA just blowing all over in the wind, if you know what I mean.
Gotta have something to jizz in.
I know. Besides my pants. Come on. I got him all night.
Wow,
all night.
Dude.
It's Friday, suckers. Thank
jizz
you.
Jizz in my pants.
Jiggoo.
Jiggoo.
Jiggoo. So, I love the bright blue eyeshadow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Neon green fucking dizildo, bright blue eyeshadow.
And
leopard print heels. Oh, shit. We going to a party.
This is fucked up, dude.
I know, right?
This should be on DV.
Yeah, for real. I'm sure it was.
It probably was.
It was
Tim,
probably
get on
Tim.
This, dude.
Awesome.
That was probably Tim.
Fucking A.
Posing as someone brown. Labrina Brown's brother.
Hanging on a nearby tree, I saw what appeared to be a woman's black nightgown. Again, this is a PC show. It is an African-American nightgown.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Search revealed a second sex toy and a small mirror. Where do you think the second sex toy was found?
Where was it found?
Where was it found? Up his arse, perhaps?
Maybe?
Perhaps.
All right.
I don't know. Writing the court, officer said the woman and her 12-year-old daughter were distraught by the scene. The girl was crying and reluctant to discuss what she'd seen.
Ew, mommy, I don't want to see it.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, no.
But it looks like boy parts.
Can you imagine, like, trying to explain that to your daughter or son? Like, just to any kid?
No.
Like, that's not normal, honey. He's a deviant. Let's just leave. Okay,
those are sexual adult deviant toys.
That's right.
That you will never ever see again.
Asked by officers whether he placed himself near the road in order to have people see him, yes. Brown allegedly admitted to doing so.
Yes,
he did this all himself.
Woot,
voyeur.
Awesome.
To the 10th power.
Fucking A.
Speaking with officers, Brown said he takes his clothes off when he smokes weed or takes other drugs. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
For blaming the weed. Oh, I just get blazed. You know what? I'm going to get blazed right now and get
take off my clothes.
And get naked and rape myself.
In the street.
Fuck yeah, with leopard print high heels. This is why weed has a bad name, because retard ignorant motherfucks like this do crazy retarded deviant ass shit like that and then be like, I was high.
I smoked some weed.
No! That wasn't weed, you fuck. That made you do that. I'm sorry. I've smoked some weed. I've smoked better weed than you'll ever even think about smoking ever. And no, I'm not doing that. I might want to go jerk off, but I'm definitely not going to do it outside. Okay, maybe I'll go outside and jerk off. But I'm definitely not packing the fucking for real dough. You know? Fuck that noise. Shit.
I was just saying, like, because wait, we totally do have like a 12-inch dildo in our fucking house.
I know. We'll be bringing it to the live show, you believe you me.
If you want to.
I'm gonna
have it set on the table.
Fucking just chilling. A. Just chilling. It's gonna sit in the chair of the guest.
Oh, no, you know what?
What?
We chicken should
butt.
Offer an award
to any chick that can
take
deep
it.
Throat that fucker.
No, that could just take it.
In the pussy?
Can we
turn this into a sex show?
Wherever. No.
I want to see him deep throat that shit. God, that'd be so hot. Could I just jerk off and whoever makes me come wins?
No.
I mean, honestly, I win. But second place goes to runner up, if you will, goes to whoever can swallow that. Big bad for real though.
I don't think anybody could fucking do that.
Yeah?
I really don't think
probably
so.
Not. That's if they did, they would choke on it and die murder.
Probably.
And I would get arrested.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Death by for real though.
So check this out. He says, quote, "It's like an addiction and I need some help." It's like a retardation mentally, and there is no help for you. Quote, "I'm mad at myself and shouldn't have done this." He is
really?
Alleged to have said, "I'm 53 years old, and I'm too old to be dealing with this. I have this condition, and I need to go to treatment. I never touch no kids or rape nobody. I only do things to myself. I love people." A homeless man living in a tent 20 yards from the site of the incident, Brown has previous convictions for indecent exposure. Asking that he be held on $100,000 bail, senior deputy prosecutor noted that Brown, quote, has some rather significant sexual deviancy issues that he needs to deal with. So, that is awesome. Super awesome. And
like, totally super awesome, because that's, like, how he probably talks. Because
that's, like, super. I'm
I love
super.
It.
Thanks for asking.
Dude, I trip out your buddy Matt at work all the time, because I'll be doing something. And he's like, "Do you got it?" I'm like, I turn, I'm like, all right, I'm starting to get like sweaty and stuff, and I just don't know what to do. And I totally just got my nails did.
You're gonna
have to come over here and like do this.
That's awesome.
This grill is like super hot. Like, what
can
do I
you
do?
Turn it down? I'm like, my makeup is.
I know, my makeup's starting to run. This is a knife, right? Is this one sharp? What do I do with it?
Oops, there goes my finger.
Yeah, dude, okay. I got
nine more.
I fuck with them all the time, dude. I play, like, really dumb, stupid shit cards. I'm like, I don't know how to do it. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, I bet. That would get...
so great. He's like, you have any idea how long it's been since I've had a female in the kitchen? Especially one that I can give shit to and one that gives it back.
Yeah, right.
He's like, this is hilarious. It's great.
Well, that's good. So you are really liking it there, huh?
Yeah, and he threw shit at me today.
What's that?
He threw shit at me today.
What do you mean?
He throws stuff at me. That's
he likes
what I
doing
mean.
That. I noticed that when yeah, I was no. in there. He's like, hey, Matt. And I look, and there's a fucking lid like flying at my head. But, you know, I'm ninja, so I caught it and
no,
fucking
he
stuck it in his throat.
I needed another thing of buns, right? For fucking, you know, burgers.
If your
and
hand
shit.
Is bigger than your face, you have cancer.
No, he is. It's fucked up. You're.
Whoa, Bill. Oh, no, Mr. O.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill. Anyway,
We told that story. It was on, if you go to thejamhole.com and search for Trifecta of Matt, it was an episode a long time ago. Me, Matt, your boss, and then Sean's brother, Matt. And I think that's when we told the story about how we were sitting on the trampoline as kids, and I was like, if your hand's bigger than your face, you have cancer. And he's like, really? And he put his hand up there, and I just fucking smacked it, and he started bleeding everywhere, and I felt so bad.
No, but
it
anyway,
was awesome.
He goes to hand me a package of buns, and like as I reach out to grab it, he fucking throws it on the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's
dick.
Like, yeah, he looks at me like...
Yeah. I love Matt. He's
like,
a good kid,
F,
for
dude?
Sure.
He's like, that's my favorite thing to do ever.
What, throw shit on the floor?
No, like, look like he's going to hand it to you and then throw it on the floor.
That's a dick thing to do, for real.
Then he mopped the floor in the back, and I was, I needed to dice some onions, and
right.
I was right there, and I looked at him, and I just, like, threw a bunch of onions on the floor. I'm like,
oops.
Oops.
Butterfingers.
He's like, don't throw that on my clean floor. I'm like, fuck you. I threw the onion on the floor. I'm like, what are you going to do now? Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you're having a good time. I hope for your sake that you can actually keep that job.
Let's see how long it takes until he hates
more
me
than,
and fires
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right? Oh,
God
fuck.
Damn it. It's so fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. He's a total douche. It's great.
Matt?
Yeah. He's great.
I like Matt. He's a
but
cool
I'm a
kid.
Douche, too, so it's awesome.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
I fully agree with that.
Yes.
So, good. Oh, before we get out of here, we had a couple voicemails I wanted to share with y'all. As always, if you call 406-204-4687 when the show is not live, it's our voicemail line, and you can leave us messages. If you call, of course, when the show is live... we will answer it and say, what's up?
You're on the jam hole. Holla. Woo!
Holla!
I have to pee really bad.
Well, hold on. I'm looking for oh, here we go. I'm not used to the new Skype layout. Like, it's all fucking weird. No, I want the fucking voicemail. Where? Shit. So, tell me a story.
I got pee.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Voicemails.
So tell me a story. oh, God, dude. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
There is no play. Where the fuck...
There's this lady...
The fucking fuck!
There's this lady at my work sitting outside, like, when I got there at 2, and then was there when Matt got there at, like, 5, and then we went out to smoke later, and she was still there. I think she was just wasted drunk.
Like, just...
Just hanging out all day.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, kept coming back outside to, like, hang out. And then she came over and, like, asked for a phone. And we were like, there's one at the bar you could use. I'm like,
that's,
your drunk nice. Ass is not touching my cell phone, thank you.
Yeah, I would never... Creepy. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're not... You're not ever...
I remember at, like 7 or something, Matt comes back inside. He's like, that lady left. I was like, really?
Thank you. Cool. Okay, here we go.
Hey, it's 26. I haven't called into the jam hole for a while, but I had an incident that I thought you would find amusing. You see, a few days ago, I was being driven to my friend's beach house by this girl named Anna. Now, Anna has a little bit of an issue. She's deaf. And she also has another issue. She likes to text and drive. Imagine my fucking nerves and my knuckles, like, on edge, trying to fucking handle myself while this bitch is fucking texting while she's driving, and she can't hear the fucking oncoming cars because she's deaf. I was like, oh, my God. Is this really how stupid people are? Yes. People really are that fucking stupid.
Fucking A. 26, everyone. It's been a while since we've heard from that gentleman. I enjoy his work. Very, very good. Danny had to go pee, so I'm just going to kind of wrap this up here. But I think we had another voicemail here.
Hey, Jam Hole. This is Manifest. Sorry about that last message. I waited for the beep, and then there was one, but then there was nothing in my brain. Anyway, I finally got off my lazy ass and sent some postcards.
Nice.
I am told that you can expect those in 2 to 3 business days.
Nice.
But I mean, the post office, right?
Yeah.
But in other news, what the fuck, Sean? You should have said you were coming to Denver. I would have loved to meet the Jam Hole star player. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
It's like, oh, well, that was a dick thing to say. Bye, click.
Right?
Yeah, I forgot about that. He totally lives in Colorado. Sean could have hooked up and hung out with him. Could have snuck him into the fucking festival, too. Right on.
Yeah.
So,
fuck, dude, I just pissed for like 10 minutes. I swear to God, it felt like forever.
Word?
And it was like pressure washing the toilet.
Word. Good. Did you clean that shit?
I did. Because
that was getting nasty.
I did, because, oh, man.
Our
my teeth were floating hardcore.
Okay, that's getting nasty. Girl, you nasty. Girl, you nasty.
Yeah.
Girl, you nasty. All right, well, anything else before we get the fuck out? Amham says, going back to your job thing, he says, just watch that walk, and you'll be fine.
Oh.
Matt likes the way you walk, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, these guys like the way I walk,
fuck
I believe.
Yeah.
So. I think they're amused with me being in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm sure, especially because you're my girlfriend, and you host
yeah,
this show.
They like, know that they can fuck
there's some
around
history.
With me.
Yeah, for sure, there's some history here.
Well, like Matt said, he's like, this is the first time in a long time that I've had a chick in the kitchen that I can fuck with.
That wasn't on her knees sucking this cock. Oh, come on!
Or that wasn't just a total snarky bitch.
Right.
You know, a lot of women are fucking... I don't like working with other women in the kitchen. There's a reason. I'm not sexist, and I'm not trying to be weird
yeah,
about
you're
anything,
just
but there's just other women. The women... I
it has nothing to do with
it.
That. You're just a cunt when it comes to being around other women.
No,
period.
Just other women are stupid.
Hmm. And you're the God's gift to women? You're the only one that's not.
No, there
amazing.
Are some.
Amazing. You're the one decent woman in this world, and I found you. Lucky me. Thanks, God. You are pretty awesome. But,
yeah, but you,
you
know,
have
you know what
to
I mean?
Give...
There's a lot of chicks that when you try
no,
to get
yeah,
in the kitchen,
I...
one, they're going to fucking be stuck-up prude bitches, think they know everything because mommy and daddy owned a fucking restaurant and they worked there. You know what I mean? Type that's
yeah.
That's just the way chicks are when they get into a kitchen. When chicks that were, you know, brought up as mommy and daddy's little princess and
yep.
shit, when they come to work and stuff, they're
yep.
not going to be... They're
mommy
different.
And daddy's little princess. You're going to be my little fucking whore.
They're different, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when I go into a kitchen and work with a bunch of dudes, I'm just, like, on the fucking... He
you're Daniel when
yeah.
you're in there.
Yeah.
There you go. All right,
I
well...
I bro down.
Fucking A.
He even wrote my name and number on the fucking board, and it says Daniel.
Nice.
I'm
Matt.
Not serious.
Through the internet.
I saw him
Matt,
write that up there, and I was like, what the
it.
Fuck? And he's like...
E-pound
he's
it.
He's like, Matt said you like that.
E-pound it. Fuck yeah.
E-pound it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. A beautiful end to a hectic fucking work week. God, I need... You guys need to, for real,
and I'm working
like,
tomorrow.
If you all pitched in a little bit of cash every payday and then sent that to me... For my payday, I wouldn't have to work, and we could do this show and do the other show, and I could write my raps and a book, and there's so much shit I want to do that this day job is just draining my fucking life.
I like my day job now.
Okay, well, good. Maybe I can quit for a while, and you can work and bring home the money.
Well, I'm going to have two jobs here soon.
Good.
Two fat
you
paychecks.
Support me, then.
No.
It's about time. Yeah. I'm done supporting you. It's time you support me. TheJamHole.com/donate. It's time for all y'all to support me. Let's get her done. But anyway, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. We'll play them on the show. You can text me, 406-848-1739. If you need to remember that, it's 8481-SEX. It's easy to remember. Woo. Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit's at, /donate. Help us pay this fucking server bill at the very least. I would really appreciate it if all you fucking listeners pooled together and just paid for the server. $150. Just do that for me, at least. I'll keep working my day job. Just pay that fucker. Let's break even on this hog, shall we? Got some Jamhole church stickers. Haven't really plugged the store lately, but thejamhole.com/store should all be working. We got cool Jamhole church stickers, a sticker set with the round one and the rectangular bumper sticker. Check those out. $1 download of the Book of Matthew, the first hip-hop album I made. If you want an actual CD, it's $5. We're all out of shirts, so sorry.
We gotta get some more of those.
Yeah, as soon as we get some money, we'll be getting some more of those. And yeah, like what Manifest was talking about on the voicemail, thejamhole.com/P.O. Box, P-O-B-O-X. That's our P.O. Box address. Send us postcards from the state you're in or the city or whatever. It's cool. We have them on our wall. All of our listeners and postcards and shit. Just some geeky for my own fucking scrapbook or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I appreciate that stuff. So, you know, just email. Let us know you like the show. Definitely iTunes. Rate us. Review us. Fucking we need some reviews. We need some ratings for this podcast. Let's get that shit up there. Let's blow the top off this motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, September 25th, thejamhole.com/404. Get your asses here. It is going, oh my God. You don't even know what you're in for.
I do.
This is going to be epic. So.
I know what I'm in for.
Well, you know part of what you're in for.
What?
Yeah. So, no
surprises.
Yeah. Check that out. There's a map there. We're going to have great food, great company, drinks, weed. Make sure you bring your cards. Yeah, it's going to be a fucking blast. I'm so excited for this. And if you want to see how the first one went, that's also at the store. TheJamHole.com/250. Check out the trailer. Keith McNally put that together for us. He's going to be putting together the new one. It's going to be a great time. I'm so excited. So, we got an episode of the Hot Box tomorrow. And other than that, we'll see you back here Monday to do it all over again.
Woot.
All right?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Talking to the listeners. Peace.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamHole.com.